Welcome to The Faint Wick. I'm Melissa Strickland. So, today, I just want to jump right into the Word of God. And the verse I especially want us to hear right now is Philippians 4:19, which says, "My God will supply every need of yours according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus." I love that. What a beautiful promise that is to us. And just think about the overwhelming glory of His riches in Christ Jesus. I have that verse written in pencil on a little yellow post-it note that I stuck on the stand that holds my computer monitor at work. And the other day, I found myself just staring at that little sticky note. And I was thinking about all of the needs I have. And I can think of a bunch. I need a new rug for my living room. I need a new pair of sneakers for my exercise class. I need energy. And I need rest so that I can have energy. How about you? What are your needs? Most caregivers I know would say they just need a moment to themselves, a break, a breath. And often, there are tremendous financial needs that go along with illness and disability. I can vividly remember a certain Friday a few years ago when some big old bills appeared in my mailbox. Now, these came on top of some really discouraging news that a new medication that Robinson needed to preserve his walking had not been approved for insurance coverage. If we couldn't get the people with Medicare to change their minds, it was going to cost us a fortune to get him what he needed. So getting that stack of bills that day and seeing all of those dollars that we owed was just an overwhelming hit. And the world in that moment just seemed so bleak. And instead of doing what I know I should do and turning to God, I decided instead to deal with all of that stress by falling enthusiastically into a vortex of self-pity. I just owned that darkness. And I was negative and irritable and angry. So Sunday came and we went to church. And the service was lovely, as usual, I think. I wasn't really paying attention. And I was still negative and irritable and angry. And then we got home and found that our dog had ripped up our only set of bed sheets, totally shredded a giant hole in them. Not even a week before, he had ruined one set by throwing up on them in what, for the sake of all of our stomachs, we'll just call an unresolvable way. And now he had destroyed this one remaining set. So I yelled at the poor dog and headed to the mall to find a new set of sheets. And as I drove to the mall, I said ugly, bitter things to the Lord. I don't even want to repeat the things I said or the thoughts I had. It was so ugly. I got to the department store in our little mall in our little town, and I stood in the middle of the sheet section, and I thought, wow, sheets are so expensive. I can't spend all this money on sheets. I have bills to pay and medicine to buy. Then there was a voice next to me. "Hi, Melissa. You're shopping for sheets today, too?" It was the voice of a wonderful friend of mine. This woman is like so amazing. I would say she's an angel, but she's more fun than I ever imagined an angel would be. And she is a prayer warrior, and she has the gift of encouragement like nobody else I know. But oh my Lord, forgive me. I did not want to have to interact with her. On that day, when I heard that voice that I love, it was like nails on a chalkboard. And it got so much worse because, you see, she proceeded to show me the sheets she planned to buy. They were like 8 million thread count and cost much more than I could have ever dreamed of spending that day on a set of sheets. But of course, I was too proud to tell her there was no way I could afford sheets like that. So I just said that I was probably going to go in a different direction. Then she said, "But just feel how silky smooth and soft they are. I have another set like this at home, and trust me, these are the ones you want." So I put my hand inside of the package and ran it back and forth along those silky, smooth, and soft sheets, and felt like God had a very sick sense of humor. But I promise you, I was so chirpy. We caregivers can be such good actors, can't we? We can slap a smile on our face and pretend we eat lollipops for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I could have won an Academy Award that day. She said we could buy them together because she had a coupon. But I told her I would be looking around for some other things I needed to buy as well that day. I was trying so hard to be nice, but I just wanted her to go away. So she hopped off with her sheets and her coupon, and I stood in the middle of the store, accusing God in my heart, wondering how he could be so cruel, completely forgetting who he is and who I am in Christ. And then I heard, "Melissa, are you still here?" Ugh, it was her again. I made a beeline out of the sheets area, and I kind of twisted myself up behind a display of brightly colored plates so that she wouldn't see me. And as I stood there, as quiet as I could be, I kept hearing my name floating on the notes of her sweet, lilting voice, which was a stark contrast with the steady drumbeat of, "Go away, go away, go away," that was resonating in my head. "There you are." She found me, and I sheepishly crept out of my cheerful dinnerware fortress. "Melissa, I was putting my new sheets in the trunk of my car, and the Lord convicted me. He told me that I had been unkind to you, and I'm sorry." What? Unkind to me? "No way," I said. But she kept on. "And then he told me to turn around and buy you those sheets." I couldn't believe it. I resisted, of course, but she grabbed the last set of gray, the color I had been looking for, trotted them up to the cashier, and plopped down her coupon. But then the cashier said her coupon was no good. This one set of sheets, only this one set, was on clearance, and the price was reduced by 75%. My friend, who is one of the most faithful people I know, said to the cashier, I don't know what it is that you believe in, but you need to know that is Jesus. Then she paid, gave me a hug, and scooted on out of the store. And I brought my bag of luxurious sheets out to my car and sobbed. In my sludgy, putrid pit, God provided sheets. And not just any old sheets. He provided sheets that made me feel like a princess, a child of the King himself. Now, I need to be clear right now about one thing. This story isn't about sheets. God's provision that day wasn't about sheets. And dare I say it, in that place and time, my need wasn't sheets. There are plenty of people all over the world who sleep just fine without sheets. So, although I'm very grateful that God provided me with fancy sheets, that's just not the point. What God really provided for me, according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus, was a powerful reminder of who he is and who I am to him. He reminded me that his grace is boundless and that his love is all-encompassing. He patiently let me pour my pain onto him while he poured mercy into me. I was vicious, but he reminded me that he is victorious. Friends, what needs do you have today? Where is your heart? What part of you is longing to be filled? Do you need to be reminded that you are a child of the King of Kings? Understand, I'm not trying to encourage you into blasphemy. To be honest, I'm not really sure how it is that I wasn't struck by lightning for some of the things I said to God that day. He could have just vaporized me, and I would have deserved it. No, I'm not encouraging you to say ugly things to Almighty God. But what I am saying is that you can cry out to him. Tell him about your frustration, your pain, your loneliness. Even David, a man after God's own heart, had moments when he needed to pour his despair out. Psalm 13 begins, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?" It's okay to tell God that you're hurting and that you have a need that only he can fill. Maybe as you're pouring out for others, you've lost sight of who he is and who you are in him through Christ. Ask him to provide for your need to know him more, to be filled with him, and he will supply that need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Today's song is called All Is Well, and it was written by a woman named Fanny Crosby. Now, Fanny lived in the late 1800s into the early 1900s, and the woman literally wrote thousands of hymns. including some you very likely know, like Blessed Assurance. She was a hymn-writing machine. But what I love most about her story is that Fanny became blind shortly after she was born. So friends, when she wrote lines like, "All is well, all is well, for thy peace within me dwells," she wrote it, I'm sure, as someone who had experienced times of great need. And she wrote it to let others know that our loving Savior is faithful. Here's the song. I hope it blesses your day.
All is well, for thou art near. Gracious Lord, thy voice I hear. Though the clouds may veil the sky, my steps are led by your sweet light. All is well. Soul.